Airline industry analysts say that on average, air traffic controllers track 5,500 aircraft over the United States at any given moment, and that number will triple by the year 2025. Peter Dumont is president of the Air Traffic Control Association.
We need to put measures in place now to ensure that by the time we get to about 2015, 2020, that we have a new system in place that can handle the growth.
Earlier this month in Atlanta, Georgia, weather-related delays canceled hundreds of flights.
It's been very bad. It's been very bad.
The situation was at least as bad at Newark International Airport in New Jersey, the New York airports, and elsewhere.
Is this a global problem or a U.S. problem, or a global problem because it's a U.S. problem?
I would say it's a global problem. It's more prominent here in the U.S. because we have more traffic than anywhere else in the world, but it's going to expand globally.
Industry analysts say the air traffic control system needs modernizing now. Skies are full, planes are crowded, and the radar system keeping them going dates back to the 1960s. Pilot Karen Lee agrees it is time for an overhaul.
It's like driving down the road with a paper bag over your head.
Lee flies for a delivery service that is experimenting with planes guided by satellite technology instead of radar. Radar updates a location every 12 seconds, and storms or mountains can block its signal. But with signals from global positioning satellites and the ground, pilots and controllers have more complete information in real time. Basil Baramo of the Air Transport Association.
What we end up with is a very precise location for each aircraft in the system.
Baramo says that would allow planes to fly closer together and often fly more direct routes. Pilot Karen Lee.
We'll be able to save a lot of gas, and we're going to be able to eliminate a lot of emissions coming out the back end of our engines. It's wonderful.
Once again, Peter Dumont.
Because this has to happen, or we're going to have gridlock. You're going to see it in the United States this year at all of our airports. Last year was the worst year for delays. This year is going to be worse. If we keep going forward, it's going to cost us in 2025 about $50 billion.
The U.S. Congress wants the airlines to help pay for it. The airlines say they cannot afford to. In the meantime, air travelers had better prepare to wait. Paul Sisko, VOA News.